Welcome to the Warren County Radio Bible School. That's the old school bell. When you hear that bell, go get your Bible. And you'll want to turn in your Bible today to the book of Ruth. It will be Ruth chapter 1, and we're going to be looking at verses 19 through 23. Ruth chapter 1, 19 through 23. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher of the Rockcliff Church of Christ, and that is the local congregation that sponsors this radio Bible school. And I'm also the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and I'm bringing to you Sunday school lessons that were written by E.A. Elam for the year of 1923. Now with that, I invite you to turn to Ruth chapter 1. 19 through 23, and here we read from the text. So they two, now those two are Ruth and Naomi, they two went until they came to Bethlehem. And it came to pass, when they were come to Bethlehem, that all the city was moved about them. And the women said, Is this Naomi? And she said unto them, Call me not Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and Jehovah hath brought me home again empty. Why call ye me Naomi, seeing Jehovah hath testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me? So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, with her, who returned out of the country of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of the barley harvest. Now let me read to you Elam's notes. It says that Naomi and Ruth traveled together to Bethlehem, and all the city was moved about them. And the women said, Is this Naomi? The news of Naomi's return soon spread throughout Bethlehem. The people all knew her. They knew that she had left there over 10 years before with her husband and two sons, and now she has returned poor, desolate, and helpless. At this, all, and especially the women, expressed surprise. Is this Naomi? They did not ask this question because they did not recognize her, but to express their astonishment at her condition, as if they had said, Can this poor and sorrowful creature be Naomi? She replied, Call me not Naomi. That's a name that means pleasant. She said, Call me Mara, which is a name that means bitter. She was once happy, but now she had returned in bitterness of sorrow. For the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me, she said. She gave the following reason for this, saying, I went out full, and Jehovah hath brought me home again empty. Jehovah hath testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me. She did not complain at the working of God, but recognized his hand in it all, that God had visited his people with plenty after the famine, that he had afflicted her and sent her home empty. She went away full, and that she had her husband and her two sons and plenty. She returned empty, and that she returned a widow in poverty and her sons dead. She recognized this as God's testimony against her for leaving Bethlehem. But there's a result of faithfulness. It says in Ruth 1:22 that they came to Bethlehem at the beginning of barley harvest. This was about the middle of our spring. Following this was the wheat harvest. Ruth still showed her faithfulness and devotion to Naomi and her proposition to go and to glean for a living. You see, gleaning was part of the old law of Moses that governed the people around about Bethlehem. We read in Leviticus 19, verses 9 through 10, And when ye reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not wholly reap the corners of thy field, neither shalt thou gather the gleanings of thy harvest. And thou shalt not glean in thy vineyard, neither shalt thou gather the fallen fruit of thy vineyard. Thou shalt leave them for the poor, and for the sojourner. I am Jehovah your God. And then again we read in Leviticus chapter 23 and verse 22. And when ye reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not wholly reap the corners of thy field, neither shalt thou gather the gleanings of thy harvest. Thou shalt leave them for the poor and for the sojourner. I am Jehovah your God. And so Ruth gleaned in the fields of Boaz. He was a mighty man of wealth, of the family of Elimelech. Boaz was kind and generous to Ruth. He recognized her devotion to Naomi, her piety, her acceptance of the true God, her purity and virtue, and treated her in accordance with God's word as he should. When the nearest of kin, a man whose attention Boaz called to Ruth, declined to marry her, Boaz, being the next nearest of kin, married her. And of this marriage was born Obed. And Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David. Now with that we come to the conclusion of this Sunday school lesson about Ruth. There is a little poem right at the end of the questions having to do with this that I'd like to read to you. The poem is written by one called P.P. Bliss, and it goes like this. Burden gleaner, thy sheaves I see. Indeed thou must a-weary be, singing along the homeward way. Glad one, where hast thou gleaned today? Stay me not till day is done. I've gathered handfuls one by one, and here and there for me they fall. Close by the reapers I found them all. I turn the page in my Sunday school book, and in this quarter that these people studying these lessons originally are studying, it's about the great men and women of the Old Testament. And while we just had this study of Naomi, I see on the page following, we're going to begin a study of Samuel. Samuel, the judge and the prophet. He is the last of the judges that ruled over Israel after the death of Joshua and before the anointing of kings. And he would probably be the most, the most spiritually superior of all of the judges, ending the line of the judges with the very best. And Samuel would be the one that would anoint Saul to be king, and later David. And so we're going to begin a survey of his life. And if you have not read the story of Samuel for some time, you're going to find this to be such an interesting part of the Old Testament. Now, I'm going to be following the guidelines given by our teacher, E.A. Elam, in these Sunday school lessons. And he suggests that we begin by reading the first book of Samuel. And so we will do that. There are two books of Samuel, 1st and 2nd Samuel they are called, and they begin immediately after Ruth. And so let's begin reading, and I'm going to read 1 Samuel chapter 1, and to the beginning, the first opening lines, that is, of chapter 4. And I'm going to be reading from the American Standard Version. Now here's how the old story goes. Now there was a certain man of Ramathaim Zophim, of the hill country of Ephraim, and his name was Eliakah, the son of Jehoram, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zuph, an Ephraimite. And he had two wives. The name of one was Hannah, and the name of the other was Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. And this man went up out of the city from year to year to worship, to sacrifice unto Jehovah of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, priests unto Jehovah, were there. And when the day came that Eliakah, that Elkanah sacrificed, he gave to Peninnah his wife and to all her sons and daughters portions. But unto Hannah he gave a double portion, for he loved Hannah. But Jehovah had shut up her womb, and her rival provoked her sore to make her fret, because Jehovah had shut up her womb. And as he did so year by year, when she went to the house of Jehovah, so she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. And Elkanah her husband said unto her, Hannah, why weepest thou, and why eatest thou not, and why is thy heart grieved? Am I not better to thee than 10 sons? So Hannah rose up after they had eaten at Shiloh, and after they had drunk. 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 9. Now Eli the priest was sitting upon his seat by the doorpost of the temple of Jehovah. And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto Jehovah, and wept sore. And she vowed a vow, and said, O Jehovah of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thy handmaid, and remember me, and will not forget thy handmaid, but will give unto thy handmaid a man-child, then I will give him unto Jehovah all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 12. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before Jehovah, that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, for her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, How long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, No, my lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I pour out my soul before Jehovah. Count not thy handmaid for a wicked woman, for out of the abundance of my complaint and my provocation have I spoken hitherto. Then Eli answered and said, Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And she said, Let thy handmaid find favor in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 19. And they rose up in the morning early and worshipped before Jehovah, and returned, and came to their house in Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife, and Jehovah remembered her. And it came to pass, when the time was come about, that Hannah conceived and bare a son, and she called his name Samuel, saying, Because I have asked him of Jehovah. And the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer unto Jehovah the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah would not go up, for she said unto her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned, and then I will bring him that he may appear before Jehovah and there abide forever. And Elkanah her husband said unto her, Do what seemeth thee good. Tarry until thou hast weaned him. Only Jehovah establish his word. So the woman tarried and gave her son suck until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her with 3 bullocks and 1 ephah of meal and a bottle of wine, and brought him into the house of Jehovah in Shiloh. And the child was young, and they slew the bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my lord, as thy soul liveth, my lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here praying unto Jehovah. For this child I prayed, and Jehovah hath given me my petition which I ask of him. Therefore also I have granted him to Jehovah. As long as he liveth, he is granted to Jehovah. And he worshipped Jehovah there. That's the end of 1 Samuel chapter 1, and that's where Samuel came from, and we'll be reading more of him in the lessons that are to come.